And that we maintain the efficacy of the big pipe, because if we don't continue on this path of maintaining both our gray and our green infrastructure, this big pipe's going to be obsolete in a couple of generations, and we're going to wind up saddling our next generation with much heavier liabilities than we had to face. And we all know how challenging that was. I think this is an investment that's only going to look better and better over time as other cities that waited are forced to do what we did for $1.4 billion. And it's worth looking at some of those numbers. Pittsburgh is starting their project. That's going to cost them $6 billion. St. Louis, $4.7 billion. Cincinnati, $3.2. Northeast Ohio, $3.2. Kansas City, $3.0 billion. So this is going to look like a better and better investment. And for those concerned about the rates, other cities are going to pass us by very, very quickly. My concern going forward is that we maintain this commitment. This problem wasn't, as Don talked about, isn't a new problem. It was recognized a long time ago. Over 100 years ago, the Olmsted brothers talked about the importance of dealing with stormwater. That it would be much more economically effective to treat water, our streams, protect those corridors, rather than looking for pipe solutions. We didn't take that advice 100 years ago, and we paid a heavy price for it. Going forward, we need to maintain our commitments to the gray and green infrastructure. We need to take a leadership role on Superfund. We really look to the city to take that leadership role and set a high bar. And we need to ensure that when we develop along the river that those impacts are fully mitigated so that we continue to protect, restore, and increase access to our river. So again, congratulations to both council and to BES.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much.
So, Mayor, if the council will... thank you. Mayor will just indulge me for one more minute. Paul Gribben, who for the past 10 years has been our tunnel king and has shepherded this project on time and on budget, lived, eat, and breathed this project, is his last day of work is Friday. And no, we're not cruelly shoving him out the door because the work is done. But he has taken a position with Imprigilo, who was one of the contractors on our West Side Big Project. He'll be happy to say he's keeping his home in Portland, but he will be probably traveling around much of the country and perhaps the world working on other big public works projects starting in Nevada. So we wanted to just have Paul come up and give him a plaque to honor his service. So this is a picture of the Big Pipe project, and it says, Paul Gribben, for 20 years of exemplary service to the people of Portland, Oregon, in protecting the Willamette River and Columbia Slough, your extraordinary efforts managing the Willamette River CSO Tunnel Program ensured the successful completion of the largest public works project in the city's history.
Congratulations.
There's not a plaque to give him, but I think we really should recognize Neil informing that today's his last day at work as well at DEQ, and we owe him a huge debt of gratitude for the work he's put in at the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality in holding the city's feet to the fire and working cooperatively with Neil.
Thank you. All right. Thank you very much. Job well done. Let's see if it lands on the front page of the paper tomorrow. Who wants to make a wager? I move acceptance of the report.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Carla, would you please call the vote?
Leonard?
I'm very pleased to support this as one who has grown up in Portland. I think I see in the proper context the changes, the actual physical changes in the landscape, maybe more than those who have come here more recently. The most vivid example is the Columbia Slough as a child, and I lived near the slough, and my friends and I would go to the slough to recreate and fish, and what we didn't know any better. To go there today, though, is to go to a completely different place on the planet than what used to exist in the 50s and the 60s and up through the 80s. It's a place that Lewis and Clark actually camped at when they were traversing the Columbia River to find the mouth that connected to the Pacific, and wrote these wonderful tales about the wildlife. And to think that we've now got to the place in our lifetime to restore it back to that kind of a condition is really a remarkable achievement, Dean, and you've done a great job. And you and all of the commissioners in charge, including the two here, Sam Adams, Dan Saltzman, and then particularly Mike Lindbergh, for having the foresight to hire Dean and begin this really tremendous effort. Aye.
Fritz. So I wasn't born in Portland. I got here as fast as I could. I think that I grew up in environmentally in Portland, though, started getting involved in about 1991 at the beginning of this project. And I vividly remember meeting with Dean early in his tenure and him talking about changing the course of the ship of state of environmental services, that it takes a while to turn a large ship. And indeed, you have, Dean, changed environmental services from engineering and sewage to environmental services. And I think we've all learned a lot along the way about the value of green infrastructure and the cost-saving effect of green infrastructure, as well as this huge big pipe project. So we need both, and we have done both well. I appreciate everyone from the commissioners in charge, through all of the staff and the laborers who worked really hard on the backbreaking work of actually physically getting this project done. I also appreciate the ratepayers of Portland who have invested in this project. And many people have asked me, so now is the other sewer rates going to drop precipitously now that we're done? The answer is no, that we borrowed money so that we could get this done expeditiously. And as was mentioned by Bob Salinger, at less cost than other jurisdictions now starting. So we'll be paying back for that bonding and ensuring that our investment is used well. The council also in 2009 chose to establish the Office of Healthy Working Rivers, which is working in partnership with environmental services to make sure that we do continue, as Don Francis mentioned, making this a truly healthy river. And the office is currently in the process of developing a river recreation strategy, which now builds on the investment that the ratepayers have made so that we can all enjoy the river more, and at the same time recognizing that it is an industrial river and we need to keep promoting those good jobs which have sustained Portland over the last century and a half. So thank you, everyone. You know, thank you for showing up to celebrate, because we sometimes don't mark the great things that happened. And again, thank you to Mayor Adams and Commissioner Saltzman, the two serving commissioners who've put a lot of time into this project. Aye.
Fish.
We're a little behind in our schedule, so I'm going to be brief in my remarks. But first, I want to say that I enjoyed your comments, Dean, until I heard you say that you had been tunneling without proper permits underneath Tom McCall Waterfront Park. So I just want to say that $1.4 billion may be just an initial working estimate. We'll figure out the 20 years of fees that they're going to come back to us for this
fees.
Trespass that occurred. I also want to just say that having Leslie Stahl narrate a video has put a lot of pressure on everyone up here in terms of the production values and our future presentations at council. So. I want to echo something one of our testifiers said, which is I'm very pleased that in your video and your presentation you also acknowledged and focused on the green infrastructure investments. This council and the Charter Review Commission, as we speak, are thinking about ways we can reform our rate-setting process going forward. And there's a lot of ideas out there about how we do it. I think it's absolutely critical, whatever we settle on, that people understand that those investments we have historically made in green infrastructure are core to reducing long-term ratepayer impacts and building out our system. They are not add-ons. They are not somehow luxury items. That those investments will actually keep our costs down in the long term and have to be continued if we're going to continue to be a place that values our rivers and our streams. Dean, thanks for all your good work. Commissioner Saltzman, congratulations for bringing this home. Mayor Adams, for your role, and all the commissioners who've had a hand in this. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I just once again want to acknowledge what a great day this is and to thank Dean Marriott, Paul Gribben, all of the employees of the Bureau of Environmental Services, all of the employees and contractors, for our prime contractors, for delivering this project safely as well as being on time and on budget, and to the many people in my staff who have worked as my Bureau of Environmental Services liaison over the years, Amy True today, but also Brendan Finn at one time, and I believe Matt Grum as well. So it's been a real team effort, and everybody has done a very tremendous service to the city of Portland. And in light of Don Francis's presentation, I also want to acknowledge the City Club for their 1927 report. That's pretty interesting history. So job well done. Aye.
Adams.
Well, I want to acknowledge Nina Bell from the Northwest Environmental Advocates, who I don't even know where she is now. Does anybody?
Still there.
Still there?
Yeah.
She's out of the Dells? She's so quiet, but if she's listening, I want to thank her, because at the time it was incredibly painful to be one of the first cities in the United States through their legal actions that forced, again, us as one of the first cities in the United States to deal with this issue. It got the attention of the US EPA, and now cities across the United States are having to do for a lot more money what we've done. And so it was her early efforts that did that, along with Don Francis and Mike Houck and Bob Salinger and others. Painful at the time. I think I lived through 8 years of folks telling us that this was the worst deal we had ever made with a court or with a federal agency. And because we were the first, it was many years of second. We did a lot of second guessing. We did a lot of efforts to actually improve upon the court order. We were unsuccessful, but we have managed to find a way to do the gray to green infrastructure, and we'll continue to do so, because this, the more rainwater we keep out of the system, the longer the capacity of this pipe will last future generations. So it's been, we've been lucky, we've been smart, and most importantly, we are on time and on budget. Paul Dean, and the person who's had the project longest, Commissioner Saltzman, the entire teams, the Citizen Oversight Committee, very grateful for all your work. Again, let's hope this is on the front page of the newspaper tomorrow, because it deserves to be. Aye. All right. You're welcome to stay. We won't be offended if you want to get up and leave either. We will now do, can you please read the title for time certain resolution, item number 1248.
Recognize Oregon's sixth poet laureate, Paul Ann Peterson, for her dedication to the teaching of poetry and art.
Commissioner Randy Leonard.
I'm going to wait until
people have cleared out.
We've cleared out a little bit.
We'll take a 5-minute break.
Good. How are you? I'm getting in my car and